God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Words do mean things, and it's interesting how we use words and how we sometimes let words be used without contesting their use. So, for instance, if someone deems themselves, quote, progressive, quote, closed, what do they mean by that? Well, generally, in politics anyway, they're talking about a liberal framework for their ideology. Okay, that's fine. Liberal is a valid term, but I would contend that progressive, though it has a historical context, I understand that. Progressive is not so much a name as it is a claim. I could start a group and call it the Virtue Group. Would those who disagree with me, would they call me by the name I've chosen, Virtue, simply because I say it is so? So the point is that words mean things, and we're not making progress if we're moving in the wrong direction. In 2 Chronicles 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel with him." So Rehoboam didn't see his need of God because he didn't see his need. He was well financially, he was well militarily, so he thought he was okay. He had established his kingdom. Later on, in 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 14, the Bible says, "He did evil." Why? Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. The word "prepared" in verse 14 is the same as the word "established" in verse 1, which is to say it's the same word with reference to a different direction. In verse 1, he had prepared himself to have a kingdom. He had established the kingdom. In verse 14, he did not do the same when it came to God. He did not establish his relationship with God. He did not seek God. And so he did evil, not because of what he did, but because of what he did not do. Now, God let him see the difference between progressing in the wrong direction and progressing in the right direction. And I would simply say, just because I'm making movement does not make it progress. Progress is making movement in the right direction. In verse 8, the Bible says, "Nevertheless, Israel, they shall be his," Egypt's "servants, that they may know my God's service." So God was saying they're going to become the slaves of Egypt and the slaves of a God who did not love them because they refused a God who did love them. And when they see the difference between serving the gods of Egypt and serving God Jehovah, they're going to see how good they had it. The bottom line is, I'm not making progress if I'm moving in the wrong direction. Now, I'm not advocating our being static and never moving in life. What I am advocating is realizing what it is I'm doing. Just because I'm moving at high speed does not mean I'm making progress. So what are your metrics for progress in your life? Let me give you three that can be relative. That is to say, they cannot be solid. They can lead you in the wrong direction. Friends. I'm all for having friends, but just because a majority of people I know are doing something does not mean that it is going in the right direction. Now, I don't try to be weird. I don't think it's a virtue to be cantankerous. But to think that the majority has always been right in throughout history is sheer folly. I mean, the world abounds with examples of the majority doing the wrong thing. So just because I have friends does not mean I'm making progress. Money is something you must have in order to survive in most cases. But in verse 9, the Bible tells us that the king of Egypt carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made. So Rehoboam didn't even keep the wealth that had been amassed by Solomon when he did the wrong thing. And in any event, having money is not the surest metric of going in the right direction. Sometimes it may cost me. I have a friend who says, "The devil will give you what you want, but it will cost you what you have." And so the devil will see to it that I make a lot of money if it might be the way for me to whack my happiness and ruin my relationship with God. It's not that money and God are mutually exclusive. It's that the love of money is the root of all evil, and you cannot serve God and money at the same time. A position. I think that God has put different ambitions in different people, and I think it's great to give your best to every endeavor. But it's important to remember that simply because I have a higher position does not mean I'm making progress. In verse 16, the Bible says very simply, Abijah, his son, reigned in his stead. That is, Rehoboam ceased to reign and his son began to reign. Why? Because Rehoboam died, as you will, as I will, as we all will. So neither friends, nor money, nor position can be the main metric by which you judge progress in this life, because there's more to this life than this life. And both this life and the one to come are enhanced when I realize the nature of true progress. I'm not making progress if I'm moving in the wrong direction. There is a God. He loves me. He loves you. And He will give guidance to the extent that we will accept it. And when we accept that guidance and move in that direction, then we are making progress.